All right, everyone, welcome to my first podcast for my blog, The MLB Enthusiast. Remember, go follow me on Twitter at GoCubs49, and go follow the MLB Enthusiast website at Twitter at MLB_Enthusiast. So today we're going to be talking about the Cubs game, and instead of writing an article, I'm just going to put in a podcast right here for you guys. So basically, this was a pretty up-and-down game. It was pretty stressful if you were definitely listening to it or watching it. As a Cubs fan, and definitely as a Reds fan too, as they were also in the mix for a lot of this game. They definitely put a lot of effort out there. Their hitters did in clutch situations, all our pitchers did. But when it really came down to it, thankfully the Cubs were able to clutch it out. So I'm a little bit concerned for future games because the Cubs pitching wasn't really up to great code. I mean, obviously you have Almora and Contreras' huge terrible errors that gave Hamilton I don't even know what to call it, went from second to home, basically. I mean, you have that count as an earned run for Lester, so I don't really think that one's on him as much, but you obviously got to worry about Suarez's homer, even though Suarez is definitely, in my opinion, going to be playing DH or third base in the All-Star game this year because, I mean, 995 OPS, that's something to be amazed about. But yeah, obviously, some of the hitters and pitchers did really well, and some kind of struggled, obviously. So Morrow give up another earned run, and he did blow the save by giving up a homer to Duvall, which can't really happen in clutch situations. I mean, literally, Duvall is hitting, 204 and with a 690 OPS. And I know he's a power guy, but, I mean, Morrow, come on, you're better than that. He struck out and gotten out much better hitters. But I'm really proud of the initiative from some of our hitters. Obviously, ninth inning wasn't as good. You had base loaded with one out. They did end up blowing it, but 10th inning, we were able to get that walk-off walk from Bodie, who I'm really proud of his initiative recently because he's definitely gotten some more base hits. He's definitely become a lot more patient at the plate, gotten his first homer, stuff like that. I know he hasn't gotten a lot of at-bats, but his average is now up to 294, so I'll take it. I also kind of like the initiative from Baez and Hap really today because Hap, I mean, you really want him to break out like this a lot of games because he's still young and you really want him to blossom into a great young player. I mean, obviously, he's got the utility where he can play pretty much, I think, every position except shortstop and catcher. I don't know if he – I think he can play first base. But obviously, he got his initiative going 2-for-4 with a couple of base hits and a walk. So he did really well. Baez with those two clutch RBIs that if he didn't hit those, we definitely would have lost if he didn't get that single. And then – Almora did pretty decent, 2-for-5 with a run scored, obviously, leading off. Almora has been really great. I'm a little bit concerned about Rizzo, though. 1 strikeout, 0-for-5. He definitely was struggling today, and I could definitely see that as he, in the ninth, when he popped out, or flew out, I don't even remember, when he got the final out of the ninth to blow a scoring chance. I got kind of pissed at him for doing that, but, I mean, he's really been struggling this year. I hope he can get on the upside in the second half. I mean, you never know. Schwarber did really well in the second half. Hopefully, same Rizzo. Speaking of Schwarber, 1-for-3, 2 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Not terrible, but then again, he did get that great double to Duvall in, I think it was, the second inning? Yeah. So, yeah, he definitely had some initiative today. Russell, 1-for-5 with 3 RBIs. So, definitely got in 2 strikeouts. He got some clutch base hits, but he wasn't really able to produce at the end of the game so much. I mean, Russell's really been producing so far this year. Same with Hayward. They've both been just breaking out great. And, I mean, you got to applaud them for their initiative, even though, I mean, it may be short-lived. It may be career year. I don't care. But it's just this year right now is they're doing good. So, there's that. You also, so yeah, I already mentioned Bodie. Zobrist pinch hit, didn't really do much though. But speaking of Zobrist, I think that he could definitely blossom into a great starter for the playoffs. I mean, obviously, he is a utility guy and he can play, and he's shown this year that his hitting has not gone away. I thought it completely went away from his age, but as he's getting older, he's hitting better. I mean, he's hitting right now, 294 average, 816 OPS. Great hitting stats. I mean, and then you got some good performances from some of the pitchers. Obviously, I'm gonna worry about Morrow's a little bit, but I mean, this is like second blown save during the year, and it was against the Reds. I think it was just a lucky hit from Duvall, but he was kind of struggling. As you can see, I thought that we were gonna lose the game from like another home or something. I did get a little bit worried. Justin Wilson, though, he's definitely been a kind of an up and down guy. He has some great starts and then he has some terrible starts. Edwards. Been a little rocky, but, I mean, the guy's just coming back from the DL, so he gets a free pass. And then Lester definitely didn't have a great game. 6.1 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, homer, and 6 hits given up. I really think he should have gotten 3 earned runs to get the quality start, because, I mean, that Hamilton thing definitely wasn't on him. I don't know why that counted as an earned run. But definitely his walks and strikeouts could become a little bit concerning if we go deep in the playoffs and face some of the juggernauts in the NL, like possibly the Brewers. Definitely could become a little bit concerning for us then. But Luke Farrell, I mean, he 8-pitch 10th against the Reds. He has been doing really well lately. 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. I think he actually got the win today, too. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he got the win. But yeah, 2 strikeouts, an inning, 8 pitches. The guy is doing pretty great. I'm kind of proud of him over here because I lost hope for him when he got to 6.75 ERA range and just kept giving up runs after runs after runs. I was like, this guy is not going to be good, but he's getting better, so we'll see where he's going in the future. He still doesn't have that many innings pitched. So I think that's going to be it for today on the Cubs game. Hope you guys enjoyed the first audio podcast, I guess, of my MLB Enthusiast blog. Again, go follow me on Twitter at GoCubs49, and go follow the MLB Enthusiast on Twitter at MLB_Enthusiast. Thank you guys so much, guys, for listening, and I hope to be back soon with another podcast for you guys.